We're on the inner left-hand side wall now, in front of another series of works made by Kritika called Booklet of Banned Objects. And there are six A4 sized in landscape orientation images that are displayed on the mesh steel fence in descending step-like fashion from left to right. So it's cascading down. Overall, it's a series of images of a booklet. In some, a pair of hands holds it open to a certain page or different pages. The book itself is black and bound and has white text on the front. And on some pages, there is text written, typed text. And then on others, on two others specifically, there's a photograph of a hand reaching down to flower petals that are in a basket. Could you tell us about how the significance of, you know, titling this book? Why is it Booklet of Banned Objects? How are these banned?
Sure. I mean, the booklet itself contains references to the mechanics of how caste works. It's a all-encompassing sort of system of oppression. It dictates who is and isn't allowed to touch and interact with a lot of different things, some of which is education, some of them are access to certain common resources like water and social spaces, as well as public spaces. But it also manifests in what kind of plants and animals and flowers are that communities like ours, like the Dalit and marginalized caste communities, are allowed to touch and are allowed to interact with. So Kritika is making this larger statement about different aspects of the mechanics of how caste applies. So in one of the images, we're looking at a kind of cropped portrait of Dr. Ambedkar, which has a direct kind of correlation to maybe the third image from the top, in which we're looking at a photograph of an excerpt of Babasaheb Ambedkar's writing and speeches. It was an acronym called BAWS within the community when we're talking about it. And it's a section from volume 5 of these writings and speeches in which Dr. Ambedkar is talking about the caste that Kritika comes from and talking about the historical treatment of these castes in order to contextualize how we have to try and resist caste oppression. And the two images, the second one from the top and the second one from the bottom, are the two images in which a hand is kind of reaching out towards a pile of flowers. In the first one from the top, the hand hasn't actually touched the flower or the pile of flowers. And then in the one just before the end, the second one from the bottom, that one has already picked up one and is gesturing towards picking up another flower. And she's making a larger commentary about what kinds of flowers are accessible. It kind of connects directly to the portraits of her and her mother, where she's talking about a different flower. Here she's talking about a rose, and she's looking at a pile of roses, which have connotations with royalty and with dominant groups in South Asia, but also as a flower that is quite pungent. It is a flower that isn't used in... It's not a flower that finds everyday use. It is a flower that's used for very specific occasions. And she's asking questions around, does the act of picking up the flower in and of itself become an occasion, become an event? And in staging that act and photographing against a black backdrop like a theatrical presentation, she's essentially saying that the gesture is the banned object that's in the booklet. So it's quite a kind of layered understanding of, I guess, the ways in which kind of caste impacts the communities, but also saying, can we really document the acts of resisting and the acts of kind of proclaiming our own agency within that space? And then what does a record of that proclamation really look like?